This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for this hour of Auto World. We're scheduled to be joined by Greg Hoag, who is a semi-regular contributor to the show. From time to time, he comes on board. I've known Greg for quite a number of years. Goes back to an old Hot Rod magazine car that was quite amazing for its day. It was a diesel-powered pickup truck, and they took it drag racing, and they drove it from venue to venue, and lots of funny stories regarding that. But Greg has gone on to not only continue his own racing, but become a team owner. He is also quite heavy into land speed these days, working with some folks who are running at Bonneville and working with folks who run at the Texas Mile, which is a great, both of those are great events. I hope to someday get the opportunity to check out myself. Telephone wise, if you'd like to chime in, the telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Well, it is official. The UAW, the United Auto Workers, have ratified a new contract with General Motors. And so the union now shifts to focus on Ford talk. So this, of course, is big-time stuff out in Michigan and the Midwest. And there are an awful lot of members of the United Auto Workers Union. And this hopefully will free up the Corvette plant in Bowling Green, Kentucky, to finish up production of the C7. That's the last front-engine rear-drive Corvette. And then start tooling up and start eventually making, before the end of the year, the first ever mid-engine rear-drive Corvette, kind of the exotic car Corvette that many of us, including yours, truly didn't think we would ever see, especially at the price level in which they've brought it in at. We're seeing more and more driving impressions hitting the internet each and every day. I know the folks at Car and Driver had an opportunity to compare head-to-head a 2017 Corvette with a 2019 Corvette with a Z51 package, and they were comparing that with a 2020 Corvette with a Z51 package, and it was interesting to read some of the observations that they came up with. The folks at Road and Track are busy getting ready to announce their performance car of the year. Ironically, last year it was a Corvette, the monstrous C7 Corvette Z06 with its more than 750 plus horsepower and just a beast of a vehicle. And this year the Corvette chimed in 2020 form and is up against just a whole slew of competitors, including ones that trounce it in price three or four times over. So it's going to be interesting to see which is the one that the folks at Road and Track magazine name as their 2020 performance car of the year. And speaking of the Corvette, I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the broadcast. Corvette Mike Vietro, ex of Massachusetts and primarily now of Anaheim, California. He's been out there so many years. I think he's been out there since the 1960s. So I guess we can officially call him a transplanted New Englander, now full-fledged Californian. He's got some specialty Corvette dealerships in some very select places, including Anaheim, California. That's where Disney is out in California. And also he's got one in the Plymouth, the southeast area of Massachusetts, I believe. The Plymouth place has been replaced by a new spot. I've got to find out more information about that. And I know he has a Corvette mic in the Midwest working in the Chicago market. But he was on the web on this past Thursday claiming that he had some inside information from Motor Trend that Motor Trend had dynoed a 2020 Z51, which is supposed to have 495 horsepower, and it showed way up into the high 500s, even as much as 650 horsepower. Now, if that's true, that's amazing. And if General Motors is selling that engine at the sticker price that they're coming through at less than $60,000, that makes an already terrific bargain just that much more terrific, because those are amazing power numbers. We'll have to get out more information from the folks at Motor Trend when they're ready to tell us more about it. Well, Subaru has recalled a couple of different vehicles, actually two issues affecting 450,000 Imprezas and Crosstrax. And, they will be contacting owners. So if you're an owner of a Subaru Impreza or Crosstrax, rather than have me get into the nuances of which particular models, which particular years, etc., just expect to get a letter in the mail if you are the original owner of a Subaru. And if you're the second or third owner of the Subaru that's being recalled, it once again reminds me to remind all you folks that if you're driving a pre-owned vehicle, and most Americans are, for every new car that's sold, two used or pre-owned vehicles are sold. And so there are lots of people running around with cars with recalls on them that haven't been fixed. And the tragedy is the Takata airbag one, which is a really serious situation. If you haven't had your Takata airbag repaired in your vehicle, it could explode and it could kill you. It's killed a number of different people. I noticed a Ford dealership in the greater Orlando area has a sign up about just that. Have you checked your recalls on your pre-owned Fords? Because if you haven't, you should find out if what you're driving has been recalled for something that hasn't been remedied. And the good part is, of course, number one, with all these recalls, there's the aggravation factor, that's true, but there's no cost involved. So the brand new car dealership will take your pre-owned vehicle and give it the proper parts that it needs to get it back up to speed. But I'll see what I can do to locate some more information about the recall on the Subaru Impreza and the Subaru Crosstrax, and particularly about the areas of concern. Another big, interesting story, as far as I'm concerned, being the motorhead that I am, is the folks at Hertz have partnered up with a company to produce a very cool rentable automobile. They're calling it the Hertz Pace Car, and it's the Camaro ZL1, which is a 650 horsepower Camaro that you can rent at selected Hertz locations nationwide. And I'll tell you more about that collaboration after we step aside for some important messages. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNlife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Happened to catch Billy F. Gibbons on the television in the last couple of days. It was actually something he recorded when he went out on his first solo album, Billy F. Gibbons and the BFGs, and he went to the country of Cuba. And lots of great footage shot of this. It was shot in documentary form, and it was on Access TV, if you get that particular TV channel. If you're into music like myself, they have some good shows, and it was interesting to see Billy, who's such a diehard car guy and a hot rod guy. I mean, he really loves cars of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. He likes to take those cars and turn them into hot rods. He must have been in heaven, because the country of Cuba is just chock full of especially 1950s vintage American cars. They're still on the road driving in Havana today. So I'll have to talk to him about that next time I get a chance to catch up with Billy to find out about that experience. It would make a good contribution to the show if we get Billy on live, but I know he's got a heavy touring schedule celebrating 50 years of ZZ Top. Hard to believe, but those guys started out in the year 1969, and they're still going after all these years. And some would say playing better than ever. Matter of fact, a friend of mine who went to a concert with me said he had seen them 20 years earlier, and he thought that they sounded better today than they did 20 years ago. So it goes to show you, you can be an aging musician and still hold on to your voice and hold on to your musical skills, your chops. You don't necessarily lose those guitar chops. And certainly Billy F. Gibbons is one of the greatest guitarists in all of the world. There's no doubt or question about it. Ford has teased in a video a Mustang-inspired sport utility vehicle. So that's kind of interesting. Ford, of course, is abandoning, over the next few years, we'll see less and less Ford vehicles being sold, more and more Ford SUVs and Ford trucks being sold. Expect an expansion of the SUV portfolio. But it looks like they're going to unveil this one at the Los Angeles Auto Show on the 17th of November. And that's a good venue to pick to unveil this vehicle, because the California show is known for not only green vehicles, but it's also known for sporting vehicles. And certainly they've introduced Mustangs there in the past. Not the original Mustang, which of course was debuted in New York City, as was the 2005 all-new one, and the 2015 all-new one. All were debuted in the Big Apple, but convertibles have debuted in Los Angeles in recent years. But what they're doing with this L.A. Vehicle is to be determined. I guess what they're trying to do is take the sports car flavor of the Mustang and integrate it into a higher body style, a body, again, a car truck, a car-based crossover. This is not a truck-based crossover. This definitely will be a car-based crossover. Will it be based on the Mustang? Absolutely not. It will be based on something else. And what's going to happen to the Mustang? The Mustang is going to continue to be made. I know it continues to do extremely well for the Ford Motor Company, and they have no plans at any time whatsoever to discontinue production of the Mustang. And that's good news for gearheads like myself and you folks on the other side of the radio. I mean, 2020 is a banner year for the Mustang, and if you have the funds or if you have the credit to get yourself one of these rides, I would highly recommend that you do so. They've got the Shelby GT500 going to hit the dealerships towards the end of the year, the beginning of next year. This is the most powerful Ford product to date ever sold in this country, with 760 supercharged horses out of the 5.2 liter V8. No, it does not have the flat plain crankshaft that we see in the other Shelby Mustang, which is the Shelby GT350 Mustang. It's also got a 5.2 liter, the so-called Voodoo engine, with the very cool flat crank in it, and that's the kind of crank that you'll find in Ferraris and Lamborghinis and exotic cars. It gives those exotic cars the very kind of high-pitched engine wail that you don't necessarily in the past associate with American cars. But one vehicle that is the exception is that Shelby GT350. I know my friends in Motortran have tested it umpteen times out in California in the mountains, and they tell me it just echoes off the canyon walls out there. And for those of us who appreciate a great exhaust, it is certainly worth the price of admission. I should also point out that the Ford Shelby GT350 is available with the carbon fiber wheels as an option, and it's also available on the Shelby GT500 carbon fiber wheels. Not only are these wheels lighter than the aluminum wheels, but they're stronger. That's the great thing about carbon fiber. The simple way to put it is you're talking something that's half the weight of aluminum and twice the strength of steel. So that's why you see it in a lot of exotic and high-end sports cars and luxury cars, and you see little its and bits and pieces of it in certain vehicles' interiors, as well as it's a very much of a fashion statement to have carbon fiber in your interior. Let's throw out a trivia question. I want to know the name of the company that made the vehicle known as the Prism. Who made the Prism? What manufacturer gave us the Prism? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Or, if you prefer, you can email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com. And I'll narrow it down for you, because I'm already getting a couple of emails in here. This is not a Japanese car, at least with an asterisk there. It is somewhat a Japanese car, but it isn't when it's badged a Prism. That's kind of a little bit of a hint for the well-informed out there. But we'll keep that out in the second half hour of the program when we tell you more about Drive Share and all the great stuff that we're doing with those folks. That's all straight ahead. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump makes a major announcement from the White House about the leader of the Islamic State.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
U.S. Special Forces conducted a nighttime raid in northwest Syria after locating Baghdadi.
The thug who tried so hard to intimidate others, spent his last moments in utter fear, in total panic and dread, terrified of the American forces bearing down on him.
The president said 8 helicopters flew more than an hour over dangerous territory, taking fire, which they eliminated. He says when they landed, U.S. forces blew holes in the side of the complex because the door was booby-trapped. Baghdadi ran into a dead-end tunnel with 3 of his children and then detonated his suicide vest. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live across North America on great radio stations. And we also are live via the internet at GCNlive.com, and that's worldwide. So hello to everybody listening in other parts of the globe besides North America as well. In this half hour, we're going to be talking all about drive share with a very special guest. And I encourage you, if you've got a question, to email me up, bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Or if you'd like, Mackenzie is manning the phones at the network headquarters in Minnesota, and you can call Mackenzie up at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Now, it's my pleasure to welcome the director of Smart Mobility for DriveShare. It's a pleasure to welcome back Peter Zawalski to Auto World. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Good, good. Thanks, Bob, for having me on.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the early days of DriveShare. I understand it was actually a startup based in Cape Cod. I'm a Boston guy. I notice you have a 508 cell phone number as well. So were any of you guys involved with that startup?
I was. I was actually one of the co-founders of the startup. It's kind of funny how the whole thing started. It was actually started by myself and a really close friend of mine who were both classic car fans. We had several classic cars that we both owned. We kept on being approached by people at different cars and coffees and events we would go to, asking if people can take it for a ride or if we're willing to rent it out for a wedding or some type of event. And we really started looking into other products that were out there, like an Airbnb where you can rent out your home. and really wanted to see, well, does this really work in the classic car market? And we were fortunate enough to find some very early customers who were a fan of the product. And we kind of just built the company up from there.
That's great, and what a great story, and to have that insight and being an enthusiast yourself. And I heard that you were actually Cape Cod, Massachusetts based. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep, that's actually where I'm based. I'm out in Sandwich, Massachusetts. My co-founder is also located in Sandwich, Massachusetts. He also works for Hagerty now in a completely different department and role. But we are both fortunate enough as far of kind of joining the Hagerty team and bringing the whole idea of classic car sharing to Hagerty, that we were able to join in the transition.
Absolutely. And in addition to all your duties, you're also the director of smart mobility for DriveShare. Tell us a little bit about your role there.
Well, it's really looking at different ways that we can incorporate technology to make the most use of, you know, these vehicles that we're very passionate about. If it's from, you know, sharing is obviously just one of those things, but it's also, is there technology that's out there that might be able to be integrated into vehicles to allow us to better track them, not necessarily for us to track them, but for the owner to track the vehicle a little bit better. So we're looking at a lot of different technologies that will hopefully be able to, you know, make ownership potentially easier down the road.
That's great. And it's an ever-changing landscape. I mean, when you look at stuff being done at the corporate level, when you see the Ford Motor Company, you know, getting interested in train stations, and when you see large automakers, you know, having interest in scooters and bicycles, it's a whole new world, and certainly to have all these choices, you're going to need a roadmap. So I can see where you could be very busy with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting time, definitely in mobility, where, you know, people's idea of ownership or people's ideas of the vehicles that they own is, you know, definitely different. I think people treat these types of enthusiast vehicles differently today than they may have, you know, 5, 10, 20 years ago. You can even take a look at, you know, some of the vehicles that have become increasingly popular over the past couple of years. Vintage SUVs such as Broncos and Blazers, you know, because it not only does somebody want to get kind of into the hobby or, you know, be very, you know, involved, but also they look at it as, you know, how am I able to, you know, join this passion and also be kind of smart while I'm doing it. And that's why you see these, you know, SUVs, because they are, you know, kind of utilitarian, right? You fill that hole of the enthusiast vehicle, but you can also throw your family in it. You can go for a drive. So that's what I like to see.
Absolutely. I get a lot of questions about DriveShare, and the one that most people are most pleased to hear about right off the bat, that it's free to go on there and register. There's no cost involved, Peter.
No, there isn't. Absolutely not. I mean, you can go on there, you know, take a look at the vehicles that you're interested in. You can search by a specific make or model, or you can search by location. Most people search by location, either close to where they live, or if they're traveling or going on vacation, they might want to rent something interesting. Actually, just recently, I had to go on a business trip, and I had an extra day while I was out traveling. I've always been passionate about classic Porsches, and there happened to be a Porsche 356 that was available for a one-day rental where I was, and I was able to drive it for the day and realize how absolutely of an amazing vehicle it is. But yeah, you can go on there. You can go ahead and create an account. You can search for a vehicle. You can even contact the owner and find out some information about renting the vehicle. Is the vehicle available? how many days is available, so on and so forth. And then before you can actually go on with the process of booking the rental and everything else, we actually do verify a person's driver's license. We verify their driving record to make sure that these vehicles are going into, you know, appropriate hands.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. And then the other thing, of course, that both the renter has in their back pocket and so does the owner of the classic car who's renting it out, and that's the power of Hagerty as well.
Yeah, it's the power of Hagerty. We're fortunate enough that every single rental on the platform is insured. So that's really nice. You don't have to worry about if the owner has their own insurance or what is the coverage that the owner has versus the renter and the complications that can happen there. You see that in a lot of other car sharing platforms that cater to more traditional vehicles than where we cater to more kind of the enthusiast type vehicles. We want to make sure that when that transaction is conducted that we know that there's insurance there. There's not going to be kind of this back and forth. And on top of the insurance, the other thing that is really, really powerful with what we offer at DriveShare is, you know, our customer service. We are there to help assist both the owner and the renter through the transaction. So we just want to make sure that we're helping people get behind the wheel, enjoy these vehicles, sharing the passion, and hopefully turning on, you know, the next generation of automotive enthusiasts.
Yeah, I'd love to see more and more people sign up, get more and more vehicles in the pipeline so that renters have even more choices. And I mean, there's a lot on there now, folks. Check out DriveShare.com. And when we come back, we'll have more with Peter. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DinoVite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DinoVite.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. Peter Zawiski is with us. He's the director of Smart Mobility for DriveShare, and we're telling you all about this partnership that DriveShare has with Auto World, and we're trying to get as many people signed up as possible. We're trying to introduce this to as many people as possible. And Peter, what you said just a few moments ago is such a great idea, and that's when you, if you're going on a trip, if it's a business trip or a pleasure trip, you know, rather than renting the usual thing at the rental car counter, you know, why not take the time when you're in that community to look to see what's around and what's available, because like yourself with the Porsche, a lot of people could fulfill some dreams there.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true, and it also works the other way. I mean, we've had people who have, let's say they're in the market for a car, and they want to buy something specific that maybe they've never driven before, they've never been in before. We've had people actually go on the platform, look, find the vehicle that is as close to what they're looking for, you know, then go ahead and rent it. And it might require them to take a trip somewhere to be able to rent it, but, you know, it's the best way to be able to kind of get in a car, try it out, and see if it's the right fit from you. We've had people, surprisingly enough, at the end of a rental, actually make an offer to the owner and actually sell the vehicle right there on the spot.
Wow.
And we've actually had people who have had a rental. I remember this is a great story. We had a gentleman who rented Triumph TR6.
Sure.
He always wanted a TR6. It was his dream car. Always wanted one. Ended up renting one for the weekend, and as soon as the rental was over, said he had a fantastic time, absolutely loved it, but he realized it wasn't the right car for him. He just didn't fit in it the way he thought he would. And unfortunately, he probably never would have found that out if, let's say, he went to go buy one and use it for, and took it for a quick little half-hour drive or a 10-minute drive. You know, it really takes, it took him that weekend to realize that it's not really the car that's for him. He needs to find something slightly different. And then he went on and he rented a couple more cars after that to find the kind of right car for him. But it's a great way to, you know, test drive before you buy at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And you work, as you said, with the individual owners of the vehicle. I had the pleasure of having a couple of quick rentals. I got a day in a 1974 Corvette, and the same gentleman who owned the Corvette also had a 1961 Lincoln Continental four-door convertible with the suicide doors. And so I got those back-to-back, and that was just quite a thrill. I've always enjoyed Corvettes. I've owned a couple of different generations, but had never been in a C3 before, so that was my first time ever being in a C3 when I drove this gentleman's 1974 Corvette. And of course, the Lincoln is just a crowd drawing vehicle no matter where you go. Just the sheer size of it, I mean, it almost feels like you're piloting a small vessel of some sort, some small ship, because it is that big and so different from what Americans are used to in 2019 when you think about domestic cars. I mean, boy,
yeah,
that vehicle is just huge.
On the opposite side, I'm actually on the platform right now taking a look at the L.A. area because I'm going to have to be heading out there soon. And I love Mini Coopers. I used to own one. It's one of the biggest regrets of my life ever selling it. It was a 1971, and somebody on here just listed a beautiful 1968 Mini Cooper. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, you know what? Next time I'm in town, that is the car I'm going to rent while I'm out there.
Yeah. And what a great opportunity. And it's something that can fit into people's budget as well. That's something we should point out. I mean,
we have cars from all different, you know, price ranges. Some people rent their cars out for, you know, as little as, you know, $100 a day. And obviously we have some cars on the higher end of the scale. But our average rental is right around $300 or so based on, and depending on the vehicle. So there's something for all price ranges on the platform, which is really nice.
Absolutely. And it's so nice just to be able to do that research. If you're booking it locally like I did, I got a good feel for what is presently available in this neck of the woods, the surrounding area to Orlando, Florida. But I'm hoping that many more will come on there because I can see this being, as you said, such a great way to test or evaluate a vehicle if you're buying something, if it's something that you've always wanted but you've never actually driven the vehicle. For example, for me, I'd say I've always been fascinated by the Porsche 928, but I've never driven a 928, so I'd like to drive it certainly before spending that kind of money to buy one.
Yeah, and we're adding hundreds of vehicles every single month. So, you know, always, you know, check back in and see what's there. Obviously, with kind of the seasonality of it, we change kind of our focus on different parts of the country based on the seasons. And, you know, Florida and California are definitely going to be starting to be in peak season soon. So we're going to see more and more vehicles added on that area. But the other nice thing also is, you know, we give the owner the ability to list their car, and they have different options. If somebody is not open to anybody driving their car, which I completely understand, when my MGA was brand new to me, I probably would have never let anybody behind the wheel. But as time went on, you know, I still had an appreciation for the car. I wasn't using it as much, but I didn't have the heart to sell it. You know, this was kind of the perfect way for me to start monetizing a little bit, making it work for me and offsetting some of the expenses I have. We've also have owners who, you know, won't let anybody drive their car, but they'll make their car available for photo shoots or for events. And what's really funny is, you know, after several of our owners who said, I will never let anybody drive my car, but I'm okay with photos, you know, go down that road of just making it available for, let's say, a wedding photo shoot or whatever it may be. And a lot of those customers, you know, over time, slowly are like, okay, well, you know what, maybe I would be willing to let somebody drive it, but it's got to be the right person. And that happens. You know, we've had owners who said, no, I'm never going to let anybody drive. And within like 4 or 5 months, not only are they doing driving rentals, but they ended up buying a new classic. So that way they have just a couple more classic cars that they can rent out.
That's great. That's a great story. Getting more people involved is definitely the key, because this will feed on itself. I mean, if you've got a backbone of vehicle owners who are diehard enthusiasts, and if it's diehard enthusiasts that are renting the vehicles, I mean, it's a perfect match. It's not like you're doing this on another site which also deals in the rental of trucks or some other snowmobiles. This is a community, and that's what we want to do, is build up this drive share community. And I know from the emails that I've gotten from listeners, a lot of curiosity, a lot of folks who, like you just described, you know, say that they'll never let anybody drive their car, but I could definitely see that peeling back after someone has one or two positive experiences, like you say, renting the car for a wedding or for a photo shoot, and then eventually being okay with handing the keys over to a fellow enthusiast and someone who's been screened, make sure their driving record is clean. And we, of course, have the protection of Hagerty on all sides. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Correct. And everybody has their own comfort level. And, you know, the argument I like to make with people, and especially people that are like, no, I would never let anybody. And there's always an instance where you would. I was actually fortunate enough to be speaking to a group of MGA owners, and I asked one of the MGA owners if they would be willing to list their vehicle, and they said, no, absolutely not. I would never let anybody rent my MGA. And then I asked them, I was like, well, would you let another MGA owner rent your car? What if somebody else
Thank you so much for all the great information, Peter. Everybody check out Drive Share.
He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.